standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Can. The number here is 503-231-8187, and they'll be on right after this short break.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Clinton Street Resistance Series. Every Monday night at the Clinton Street Theater, Monday, February 18th, Clinton Street Resistance will screen Do the Right Thing, the Spike Lee joint which follows a Brooklyn neighborhood's racial tension on a hot summer day. Again, Do the Right Thing, showing Monday, February 18th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the second annual Dance and Resist, Thursday, February 14th at 10 p.m. at Open Signal, Portland Community Media Center. Dance and Resist is Portland's only activist-led live television dance party. For Crying Out Meow Productions is proud to welcome back host and activist Cat Meow Garcia, joined this time by musician DJ Vicky for a night of resistance. Dance and Resist practices reclaiming community space through dance and revolutionary education. There will be a green screen photo booth and costumes are highly encouraged. Again, that's Dance and Resist 2, Thursday, February 14th at 10 p.m. till midnight at Open Signal, 2766 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Hey, 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 now it's Tuesday again, my good peoples.
Came back around.
Yeah, you thought we wasn't going to be back, but we in the building. It's Calculated Conversation Radio Show, one of the most important shows on here today. And that's our opinion, though, so you don't have to acknowledge that. But Dave in the house, Ken Jones still in the building.
Yeah, in there.
Right, we in here to do what we do best, do what we love. Make sure you check out the platforms. On IG, we at Calculated Conversation. The website is www.calculatedconversation. Twitter is at Calculated Talk. Facebook page is Calculated Conversation Radio Show. And what am I missing, brother?
So make sure y'all check out the YouTube also.
Oh, yeah. I see
Calculated Conversation. And also, these joints are on iTunes and I believe Google Play. And if you're on any of those platforms to be able to listen back to them, make sure you rate them. You know, leave some feedback, leave a review on any of the platforms. You
right.
know, just let us know what how these words may have hit you, or you know, if you got to add on to what it is that we may have talked about, or maybe a perspective we haven't been able to give insight to.
Yes, yes, and share, because you got friends that need to hear this.
So you tell your friends about
right.
my friends,
right? And we can all be friends. We do this every weekend. We do this every Tuesday. Is that all right with you? All right, no more jokes. We're serious. Let me see. So yeah, we had a dope show last week.
Yeah, that was something to recap. I've been thinking about that since.
Right, that dude had me checking my credit, man. I said, let me see if I can get me a duplex. No, but yeah, we had Antoine, you know, Ding Jr. In the building, man. Real estate mogul in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Real good dude, real focused, you know. And again, I was really thrilled with, you know, him being, you know, as young as he is and choosing to share. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was the main reason why I felt like we needed to talk to him, because he was actually willing to share.
Right.
You know, and I think that's probably one of the key components for, you know, us all moving forward as a people, more sharing information, more knowledge, you know, and understanding that, like, none of that takes away from your shine, or, you know, what'd you tell me about the lighter? Was that a fire or something?
Yeah, that your what is it? The sun don't shine no less bright.
Right.
Because the candle's lit.
Right, right. That was super dope. So yeah, we really enjoyed having him on the show, and you know, and we definitely gonna have more people on the show. Again, we in our first year, a lot of people do. I don't know about Ken, but I know a lot of people asked me to get on the show, and you know, we really kind of got. We want to support the people in the community. We do got a strict regimen for, you know, what we're doing mm-hmm. with the show and how we want to represent it and what our goal is. And we sort of have to, you know, personally invite guests on here that, you know, kind of, you know, have those characteristics and those, you know, those ambitions of moving us forward as a people, because, you know, sharing and loving and, you know, I mean, you know, being successful in whatever it is you do is one part of it. Mm-hmm. But the biggest part is, what are you doing, you know, as far as your community with your knowledge? You know, are you sharing to people? Are you spreading love? Are you trying to educate people? Or are you just saying, look at me, I'm up here and you down there?
Yeah.
So we don't want to, we don't want anybody just on the show. It's not about, you know, having money or having a popping brand or great music or a big name. It's about your personal energy and not spirituality, but just your personal energy and your love and your give back to the people, and your dedication to seeing people around you grow.
Right.
And that's kind of what
your connections to the greater cause. Right. Right.
So, yeah. So if you know people like that, you know, if you really think somebody would be a cool guest, and you know, they got a big heart and a big love for people in general, and they're good at what they do, and they really want to come in here and had that conversation, I mean, we definitely welcome, man. Tap into the Facebook or the IG and just let us know. I mean, we open-minded, so.
Love it.
Yeah, so.
How your week? You survived Snowpocalypse 2019.
That's right. And I didn't see one piece of snow. Man,
this is how so I'm rethinking my life path and thinking I might pick up a side part-time job as a meteorologist, because I feel like that's a job you can just say what you feel like,
right,
and then just run and can be completely wrong, and there's nothing.
Yeah, I kind of heard that that's the only job you can have and be wrong.
Yeah,
and it's cool
on a regular basis. Like, you know, I would have been okay if there was more maybes. This went so far as Friday night that, on the weather app, you know, the back on the, at least on the iPhone, in the background of the weather app, it kind of shows. So whatever the weather is supposed to be in that moment, the backdrop is there. There was actual snowflakes falling on the app while we were recording the podcast.
What?
So I'm thinking outside is snowing. So, you know, we going, finally hit a break moment. Look out the window, zero. And the time kept getting pushed back an hour, another hour. Like, it's coming to where I finally went to bed probably like 1-2 in the morning. Thought I was gonna wake up to something,
right.
You know. Thought I was gonna wake up to that bright, bright glow that only can come from that snow. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool, man. I mean, it scared the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, you know, did you go to the store in them days leading up to it? Like, if you went to any grocery store, they was done. No fruits, no vegetables. Water was being taken crazy.
No, for real, man. I mean, I don't even go to Walmart like that, man. I had to go to Walmart and look around. I was like, I gotta get something. You know what I mean? I just grabbed a new faucet. I didn't know what I was gonna do with it. I said, let me get something out of here, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what I didn't even put it together. I know me and Karma Whip made a store run on Thursday, just on a humbug to go grab a couple things, and walk in and couldn't find a cart, and that was the first. It was kind of like, why is this Thursday? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then looking around, and then she made the mention about the snow, and I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, hit our little couple things, but then same thing. I came back Friday. I needed to fill up our water jugs. I do it at the little Walmart market, and went into there, just my two jugs. All these lines, like every single line packed and down the aisle.
Right.
And
right.
People's carts fill to the brim, which I still don't understand what tax brackets you need to be in to have a full cart of food. Cause my $100 weekly barely covers the floor of the cart. So shout out to the people who
are rich,
right?
No, for real. I still got food I got to sell back to the store because, I mean, they scared me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a bachelor. I can't have all that food in my place. You know what I mean? My burger might grow a beard.
You got to get that deep freezing.
But other than that, yeah, it was cool. I ain't going to lie. I stole the time. I mean, anytime I get a chance to take a break, man, I just, you know, I made myself feel like it was snowing outside just so I can stay in. But, you know, it was snowing everywhere else. So, yeah. I mean, you know, we would end up getting caught up anyway. So,
you know, I came across something crazy. Had shot down by Woodburn. And we were driving by. So it was nothing out on the ground, nothing. Then passed by this tree. It was right next to an apartment, kind of like the trees were probably planted to kind of be the gate, right?
Right.
About, like, I'll show you the picture here in a bit, and I'll put it up on our stuff so you guys can see too. Just this random row of trees, icicles from all the branch, but only up about maybe 10 feet. And then everything higher than that, nothing.
Nothing.
There was no ice or nothing anywhere else except right here, as if Sub-Zero came and hit it with the freeze right quick, which was just mind blowing. Because again, nothing on the next street, nothing on the street before, just that part of the tree.
Right.
And couldn't figure out how, why, any of that. Like, still perplexed.
Yeah, we ain't gonna be able to really look at Mother Nature and her little theatrics that she didn't put us through. Made me go grocery shopping, but it's good. But
outside of that, what's been going on with
you? But other than that, just good stuff as usual, man. You know, still happy, man.
Yeah,
still happy, still thrilled. You know, still blessed, still moving forward, still creating, still, you know, keeping conversations fluent, you know, with like-minded people, you know, yourself included, you know, and that's the thing that keep me going, you know.
Right.
So again, like I said, no matter what happens, it's really, really difficult for me to get upset, you know, and like just feel down, because once you really tune in with yourself and again, the universe, I mean, like, everything is clear, you know? And so like, you don't really hate the world at that moment. You don't really, the world doesn't really confuse you anymore.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. All that confusion is gone once you kind of, acknowledge who you are, why you are, and how you are, you know, and who created you to be all those things and what the goal was for that, you know, 'cause it's always bigger than us. You know, and again, I just feel like I have to acknowledge that, you know, as long as I know it's bigger, I know I got more work to do. Yeah, and I know that I got to be bigger.
You know,
and then I got to try to encourage people around me to, you know, to carry the same sentiment, you know. And so other than that, I mean, yeah, stuff happened every day, you know what I mean? But it's like nothing that's going to really take me off my, you know, off my mental trajectory right now.
I feel like it's the actual living, leading by example.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's what, especially what we do, and I feel like not just, you know, on the platform that we have, but it comes into the type of reading, the type of practice, the type of formulas that we built long before this show was created.
Right.
And putting them things into play.
Right.
On a fairly consistent basis. Again, we are flawed like everyone else. We have our areas for improvement.
Right.
But really living that out overall, right? And being able to be that example for the people who are around us that run into these problems in life or run into these, you know, walls, these curveballs, sliders that life throws at you, and seeing the way that they can be dealt with. Because, I mean, right. Our first response is like, oh, this is the end of everything. This is the worst. Which sometimes it can be some of the worst, you know, pain, some of the worst feelings. But the ability to understand that in the long run, right? That emotion in the moment versus right. The long run. And you can stay in this headspace of everything's falling apart, right? Mm-hmm. And only see the worst in it, as opposed to kind of sitting down and it's like, what can be done? And actually, what can you do in that?
Right.
Is there anything that you can actually do to help this situation? And sometimes there's not. And I think there's many of us who have gotten caught in trying to, are stressing out over something we have zero chance of changing,
right,
outside of our perspective, outside of our emotion behind it, right?
Right.
And taking that into account, understanding the long term of things, the actions in this moment, or what kind of effort we're putting forth, how that's going to affect us in the long term. And I don't think, you know, that type of thinking definitely takes some understanding of self, right?
Right.
Because most of us, just by nature, we deal in emotion.
Right.
And less in logic. So being able to be at a point that the things we talk about, which is logic,
right,
being able to hold on to that in these moments of frustration,
right,
and not just frustrations, but these moments of like things are unclear. We don't have clarity sometimes. It's not always like things pop up and we know exactly what to do, because why? We come across things we've never experienced before.
Right, right.
But we do know that having to take a step back sometimes to try to see this for what it is, because in that moment, that just reacting, that's what it is, reacting to things as opposed to trying to think things through, a lot of times just leave us in a worse situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
And I think that taking that time to kind of, you know, see that things are gonna pop up, man, the frustration that come with some of these things is through the roof in that initial response. But again, being able to take that step back, sit and look at it for what is it really worth?
Right.
What is it really worth? And if it is something that's worth the time, the energy, the effort, right?
Right.
Then sit down and really think of how this can be done in the way that's going to benefit. If it's something that's only going to benefit yourself, or this is supposed to benefit you, the fam, the friend, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you, really kind of think that out. And something also is, you know, having these discussions even outside of self.
Right, right.
You know, that's something that I'm picking up more and more on, is being able to try to, you know, throw these pieces and have just some back and forth. That's something I've definitely picked up from you over the years, is just some reaching out sometimes, just that random question of what you think.
Right, right.
What you think, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that being a perspective from outside of knowing all the details. And I think sometimes that fresh perspective actually helps things a lot.
Most definitely.
Like, yeah, you're not in it. So not knowing the inner workings, that sometimes can give you a fresh perspective of like, oh yeah, okay, that can actually, that makes sense. And sometimes people, you know, whatever, they might throw something in and don't. Yeah,
sometimes they talk about their situation.
Right.
They switch it up on you.
But, you know, I think there's no better confirming, though, than people being able to say you are who you say you are.
Uh-huh.
And getting the confirmation through the people that you deal with that the things you are preaching, you are also practicing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that for me is a huge one. And getting that type of feedback, you know, of hearing people like, you know, I see the way in which you deal with this, and it makes me see how I deal and wants me to be better in this area. Yeah. Or being able to take some of these things I see you talking about, or some of the ways you act, just paying attention, silently paying attention to how this maneuver is happening, and taking that and applying that,
right,
and watching that work for them. You know, that's all of it. And it's not done for any of the accolade, any of the pats on the back.
Right.
It's just us trying to be better for self, because in the end, it's really about trying to keep our head from spinning.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's trying to keep ourselves. So a lot of these things are set up so that we can be as peaceful as we can mentally, trying to move through.
Right.
You know, a lot of us is coming from fire. I mean, I look at your hat and it's like that flame that's constantly burning in us.
Right.
And I think too, even more so for the people out here who are deeper thinkers, I think it weighs even more. The people who go on deep dives, like not
like
you know, it trying to get that understood of what, by the time me and you most of the time have made a decision, what type of thought process has went through that. And there's many of people like that, especially if you're creative, you know, somewhere in there, like the brain works. And so it's this whole, before it's even been presented, even been presented to another human, most times this is something that's went all kind of ways. And now at this point we're like, okay,
Right.
Where I'm going to ask, or I'm going to bring this to you, or I'm going to bring this up, and it's like, you know, where do you mirror this? Where are you going to be able to, you know, add to this?
Right.
Or maybe see something that I didn't in that whole 2-hour deep dive that I went through.
That can happen.
Dylan, but again, in the end, I think that trying to just, I just want the listeners, as we continue to develop and grow, want the listeners to also be able to take some of this stuff and understand that, you know, these things pop up. And it's not the end of the world. You know, like legit time. I know it's cliche, but it's like time heals everything. Most of the time, if you really take into account the things you're mad at right in this moment, and if you got to had a fast forward button to 2 days later, you would feel nothing about that same situation and the amount of life decisions that get made in that moment of frustration that alter everything else. That's where it's crazy. That's where I think more of us need to be able to get that pause button and understand it in that moment. This is so much extra stuff that hasn't even been dealt with starts loading onto this moment. You know, and we all do it. I do it myself and have done it myself, but I'm aware of it. And you know, luckily the people in my life are aware of their things as far as my close circle. So it helps with being able to have conversations and also come back and recognize, you know, these parts and these components that make us, and being able to look itself and break down where we went wrong. Where, and being able to admit that out loud, or you know, whatever it is. These pieces of being able to be real with yourself first, address these situations. I think even when I've been into it with people and I'm getting information about me that I may not agree with and don't feel, I find that 8 times out of 10 I go back, rerun through that conversation and try to pick out those pieces that I'm like, you know what, I feel like that actually, like, take all the strip all the anger and all those things away, like, that's actually, I can see that. I can see that.
Real stuff.
Taking those pieces, and that's not just with people's feedback, but that's also, you know, your life's feedback, the things that you do. What are you doing that's consistent that you keep getting these same results from? That if you kind of switch this up, it could possibly, you know, benefit you in some type of way. And that goes with these situations, these curveballs coming at you, and you being able to catch that and look at that and realize, okay, now I know. Now I can pay attention to how this picture's setting up. I know when he's setting up, like, this is what's about to come across. Better prepared for it. May not be able to hit it right, but I'm better prepared for it, So it's just, I want this stuff to it's been on my mind. I know the stuff, you know, you deal. And I mean, after the show, I've even stopped and said it to you. Like, about your ability to do this, I'm picking up on that.
You always say that too. You let it be known though, man.
Yeah, I don't, and it's, you know, I had this piece of a conversation on the podcast that we recorded on Unrefined Sophisticates, and in the moment it was kind of crazy because I didn't know, like, I don't do good with too much praise. Like, when it's I shy away, like, it's normal, and my co-host Morg and the guest we had, which actually gonna be a guest on our show, Faith, but it was kind of some feedback of my ability to give the flowers while people were still here. And, you know, them bringing up my random text messages of just, you know, some kind of bump up this that might be 7 in the morning, that might be 1 a.m., just a thought that ran through of, like, you know, to reach out to this person, that person, and just throw something out there, you know. And it's because a thought came through my head, and that's who popped in my head. It may have been something unrelated. It might have been something I went through and was like, I found that this worked. And being like, look, you're doing great because you were already doing that thing that I just figured out. So you're already ahead of it. Little stuff like that. And I think that that's valuable, because all the things that we have in, and I think I try to, with the people who are around me, try to make sure that I'm throwing these pieces out there. Could I be better? Yes. But I definitely do it. I don't think there's a person in my call log, or not call log, but my phone book that has a phone number in there that I'm connected with that I have not tried to at least put something towards to help them know they're doing great. And what they bring to the table is something valuable. You know what I mean?
I think you hit me like that on one time for no reason. I said, my boy losing his mind. Now I'm playing. Now I respected that though, man.
Yeah.
That's, That's a cool level of transparency, though, amongst men. You know, right. Men definitely need to be able to have that camaraderie, but more or less that mental camaraderie and that transparency. Right. You know, the things that they tell us is too soft or too weak, or you know what I mean? And the things that's kind of breaking us down, yeah. You know, because we don't really have these conversations, let right. a dude know, hey, you know what, that thing you told me, like, you know, that I appreciated that, right. You know, you got a way of doing things, you know, and I admire that right. about you. Like you know, no, a woman will tell you that in a minute.
Right.
And the dude might feel that way, but the chances of him letting you know that is very slim, unless he's very comfortable in his own skin and his own right. masculinity.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, and that's something that we try to, I ain't gonna say, that's something we try to push and yeah. encourage.
Right, 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 right.
You know, people to just be real, you know, let a person, like, talk about where you're coming from, how you feel, and how people made you feel, you know? And I'm a strong proponent of that, because I know the energy that's carried in that, mm-hmm. and I know how it makes the other person feel. And you want to play right. a role, and you want to, right. you know, you want to spend your life right. playing a role and making sure that people feel good around you. And that, you know, I mean, it's just
knowing. I mean, I think them works. Things come through sometimes, and being able to get, you know, some feedback, you know, from someone. Because I think the thing that we don't discuss is how much, just on a daily, is just humans, we're spinning.
Right.
We're trying to figure this stuff out regularly, right? And yes, there are some innate ability to have strong confidence in this or that.
Right.
But a lot of confidence is built through sponsorship. It's built because somebody said that you were great at this, mm-hmm. or the results, the people's reactions right. to things have made you feel like right. I'm great. I was turning on my street the other day, and I was thinking about as many things as I've been a part of, and I've never said I'm the best. I've never said right. I'm the great. Like, and I see how many people do that, and it's cool if that's what your thing
right,
is.
Right.
But it's the people have to name you that.
Exactly. right. Exactly.
The people have to tell you, like, that has to be their thing. Right. Is it that? And that's what's always been through my head. And I get where people, you know, people definitely approach me with, like, you know, downplaying some of my talents and uh-huh. skill set.
Right.
And my thing is I'll tell you, like, I do it. It's on you. I'm not going to sit and tell you I'm the best. I'm killing the competition. Like, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to let you
right.
take that, because I don't know what your experience is.
Right.
I might be trash compared right. to what it is, your level of this is dope.
Right.
So it's like I never set it up in that way.
Right.
You can tell me and let me know where you're at. And that works a lot better for me. So it's, again, getting that feedback, though. That's what I, you know, the things that I can take back from, are the things that I look to give when I'm dropping these. Right. This is my feedback telling you that I see the dopeness.
Right.
You know, if you haven't heard it, look, this is why. Not right. just the generic, like, life's great, you're doing great. No, this, I'm a breakdown.
Yeah.
So there's a specific that you can attach and understand. I'm pulling from this shared experience.
Right.
This is what I'm pulling from. This right. is where I got this feeling, and now I'm giving it to you right. so you can pinpoint it.
Right. That's dope, man. I mean, yeah. And again, like, we don't even know what anyone else even considers good or great.
Man.
I might just be good to me and great to me. You
right.
You know, and if people start.
And that's like, okay. That's yeah. the thing, is that's okay. But you have to let the people
right.
put you in these positions.
Right. I seen somebody kept posting, I don't know how they was this and that, and this the best that did this, the best. I was like, well, if you stop patting your own back for a second, then you can let somebody else pat it.
Hey.
You know,
hey.
But. I don't know, yeah, but again, we know what that is. That's insecurity, because yeah. you don't really believe you're the best, because other people are doing better than you. And if we can see it, so you got to tell us, because you're not showing us. And we all understand that, you know. And I'm with you, man. I don't yeah. ever say I'm the best. I don't ever say I'm the original. I don't say I'm the one who did this first.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
say any of that stuff. Like, yeah. if you know, you know. If you don't know, then you don't know.
Right.
But I shouldn't have to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I'm going to just keep doing what I do, you know, and staying focused and just going with the energy, though.
Right.
Real quick, if anybody want to call in, chop it up with me and Ken, 503-231-8187. We're having a cool conversation. It's calculated, yes. you know. We're talking about pluses and minuses and
yes.
multiplication and division. But, you know, your story, man, just about, you know, getting through and understanding, overcoming obstacles, and something that's kind of been on my mind a little bit, too, mm-hmm. because, like, I'm an empath, though, you know, so mm-hmm. I always feel when people are struggling, you know, yeah. even, I mean, it's kind of hard, because mentally, I feel like I'm good. I'm happy. I'm in control. You know what I mean? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I got to look at all my people complaining and hurting and sad and, you know, and putting all the faith in things external.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And those things will forever disappoint you. You know, perseverance, resilience, you got to keep going, you know. If something slow down, something don't work out, a relationship don't work out, the business didn't go how you wanted it to, people not giving you credit, they're not acknowledging you, in your opinion, you got to keep going, you know. And you know, and you gotta work with the universe. You gotta work with the energy. You know, you cannot operate. I keep trying to explain to people, like, you cannot afford to operate out here like energy isn't real. Like, it doesn't exist. Like it's not affecting you every moment of the day. It always is. And so your job, your best bet is to, if something's always affecting me,
mm-hmm.
I want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to twist it so it works in my advantage.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's the goal. And that's why I always talk about energy. This is why I'm always talking about, you know, managing yourself, universe, mm-hmm. because it's always bigger than us. And we think it's just us. So we doing stuff just because we think it's okay, because mm-hmm. we got something to get off our chest, because mm-hmm. we just, you know, in a certain mindset at the moment, that's probably temporary because mm-hmm. something frustrated us, but we forgetting about the whole universe that's mm-hmm. a part of this. So whatever you put out is going on your record, man. You know, and that's things that people are gonna use when it's time when your name get pulled.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, I can't work with them, or I can't do this, or I can't make her my girlfriend, or I can't talk to him, I can't do business with this person, I can't go to this house no more. I can't drive down this street anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever the case might be, it's always a formula involved. And we have to stop acting like there's not a bigger force that's around us, you know. And this ain't no weirdo spiritual stuff. This is just facts. It's mm-hmm. just law of attraction. I mean, it's been proven that the way you think, you know what I'm saying, and your strategy as far as words and actions and energy all reflects where you are and how you feel about where you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your relationship with other people and your relationship with the world as a whole.
Yeah.
All that's affected by it. And people don't know it and are affected by it every day. And so I'm trying my hardest to get people to be more conscious, strategize, like sway things your way.
Yes.
Like, it's super, super possible. Yes. But you have to say it exists. You know what I mean? You cannot ignore it, man, because it's going to affect you anyway. You know? And so I get, you know, when you get into these tough situations to where you feel like the world is against you, or that you're not going to succeed, or you didn't get the results you wanted, you know, take it out of your hands, man.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to the universe, give it to the energy, give it to the thing that's guiding you inside your heart,
right.
inside your body. Don't give it to your mind that's telling you all type of weird stuff because you can't control it right now. Those things ain't all true.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But what's in here is true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's in here is real. And you feel it. Whether you acknowledge or not, whether you do the wrong or right thing, you know it's there. And you know what you should be doing or what you should be saying and what you shouldn't. We know this stuff.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And then we push this shit out to the universe. You know what I'm saying? And people, they react to that. They react to that. And we are upset at their reactions. Why are you reacting to me like that? Why are you treating me like that? Why am I not getting support? Why am I not getting the love I feel I deserve?
Right.
Why am I not making the money I'm supposed to be making?
Right.
You know, how come this person is not doesn't want to be around me? You know, there's a reason for all these things. And as long as you think they're external, you'll never figure out the reason. That being said, this is the Calculated Conversation radio show.
You shut your mouth for it here.
Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Twitter, at Calculated Talk. IG, Calculated Conversation. Oh, and you can Gmail us at calculatedconversation@gmail.com.
Got it.
So we just having a conversation, you know, and we both know that, and we struggle too. Know that I struggle.
We need to put the asterisk out there.
Just know that I struggle. Just know that we struggle or can struggle. We talk about these things. We connect with people that care about us. We get advice, insight, You know, we take on the energy around us, and we become responsible for it and accountable to it.
Right.
And because of that, we have to take certain actions to get up out of that. Most things are temporary. So the things that are frustrating you most likely are temporary. And the fact that we don't have patience, you know, it can hurt you mentally. The fact that we have faith in everything but our own ourselves can hurt you. You know, the fact that our focus is always on other people and what they're doing when we're frustrated can also hurt you. You know, and so you have to, I mean, I've seen no one actually succeed without being fully accountable. I have not seen it yet.
Man.
You know, especially a self-made success story. You have to understand what you're doing wrong in order to do something right. You know, if I think you're doing something wrong to me and I can't get my life ahead, well, I'm just going to wait on you to help to move my life forward.
Hey.
I'm just going to wait on you. Oh, Ken ain't doing what I need him to do, man. I don't like Ken. I'm going to delete Ken. You know, man, Ken ain't cool. Ken's supposed to be putting me in this position.
That's no one ever.
Right. No one ever that actually made it, but,
nah.
You know, but it doesn't work that way.
Nah.
It doesn't work that way, you know. And I like the joke and stuff. I mean, Ken joke more than I do. That's probably why he deleted his account. But I like the joke, too, so I'm not always serious. But when it comes to this stuff, you know, like, I do take it serious. I do believe in it. And I do believe in really, really studying what's going on around you and just paying attention and using it to your advantage, you know. And stand up for yourself emotionally and mentally to people and to the world. You know, protect yourself. You know, don't let people or any situation make you feel less than. You know, they don't have that power. You can't give that power away, because you give a power to somebody who really don't have your best interest at heart.
Man,
there's no telling what's gonna happen to your life, man.
42 fake.
You know, and that's no different than, you know, a child being 2-3 years old. Well, you know, unfortunately, he got to take on the energy of his mother or his father. And if they got all the power and they're doing things against the interests of the child, he gonna have to suffer that until he can get on his own 2 feet,
man,
and decide, you know what, I'm making my own decisions now. I'm gonna go with my heart and how I feel and my own vibe, and I'm gonna break away from what my parents taught me or what they were doing, you know. And that's how you see a lot of people separate from their parents. And that's why you see some people grow up and they're completely opposite of what their parents were, you know, and that's part of the reason. And,
you know, you touched on accountability. I'm gonna just jump back a little bit. And I think the thing that's so dope about being able to be accountable, especially when these things that, you know, it may be something that somebody feel they got over you. And not even over you, but something that they want to put as using that as leverage. And when you step up and be accountable for, like, your actions and what it is they're presenting,
right?
It's always funny where they start stumbling after you're like, you're right. That actually, you're right.
Right.
How many times has somebody been angry and say, and then you agree, and now it's like,
right.
And then jump to something completely like, wait, I thought this was the thing.
Right. Well, you should have knew I was right a long time ago.
Right. But it's something in that is dope, because again, if I can do nothing else, I can admit when I'm wrong. And when there's something that's been brought to my attention that is like, you know, that's valid.
Right.
And I think that works on so many levels, because, you know, I even talk about as far as being a parent and dealing with my kids, and a stance that I've had from the jump is make it make sense to me, right? And so the amount of times that, you know, I give them the floor to talk, express why whatever you did that I felt was, and I've had logic presented to me from a from an age group that at your level of understanding, I see where that worked for you.
Right.
No, you're not in trouble. That was good. And then if you hit me with, I don't know, because my thing is, what do you mean you don't know? You're you.
Mm-hmm.
You're you, so you definitely know you've dealt in there. But it's just being able to take that. And for that, that there's that piece in there. And I think there's, you know, the piece of just coming out and being able to say where you may have fumbled, regardless of the intention. We talk about our intent versus the impact, right? And a lot of times it's like I fumble many a time with my intention versus how it impacts somebody. And then when I hear back about the impact, you know, I don't really have too much problem with breaking down where, okay, I see where this makes complete sense as far as being on your side of that, right? Being able to actually empathize with the emotion that's connected to whatever that impact gave, whatever that action gave, sorry. And that's not easy for people to do. I find that. Because it's one of the craziest things is just watching people's ability to notice all the flaw, notice all the wrong, but not being able to accept when it's spun around and somebody's pointed it out in them. And those are some of the most frustrating people to deal with. Because there's nothing. There's always a but I was and there has to come a moment where it's like this was my intention. I can tell you my intention. If the impact of my intention they don't line up, I can still tell you my intention. The impact was this. That wasn't my intention, but that's what happened. Now we have to deal with this separately from the attention. Those are now disconnected.
Those are two separate pieces.
And getting in there, it does take some time to be able to give the I'm sorry, be able to give the my bad. And then I think, too, just being adults about things, being able to come together and have this conversation about the intention and being on the receiving side where the impact may not have been what you wanted it to be, but also being able to recognize that even though the impact might have not did what gave you all these great feelings or benefited you in that moment, still being able to recognize what somebody's intention was and being able to deal in that space and have a conversation about that right there. And then not only that, but maybe even giving them the tools to help that the next time. Because it's easy to point out a problem and never have a solution. There's a great way of people have a great ability to do that. Where, but people that can present, okay, this is an issue, but this is also a way that this can kind of be helped to mitigate that. If you take this and use that in dealing with me, because this may have worked eight times with eight people, ninth and tenth it didn't. And if you're if you actually are concerned about making this work 10 out of 10 times, then you got to take that feedback from them and put that in the toolbox, because now you know how to, most people will tell you how to deal with them. Most people will tell you, how listen, to deal, if you listen, right. And it may not be so explicit, but sometimes if you pay attention, they'll tell you how to deal with them. And if it's worth it, you'll make the adjustments to deal with them,
Yeah, it takes a lot of, it's tough. I know, I mean, it's really tough, man, because again, I mean, I've said this before, but, you know, the average person has, does not know how to take accountability or responsibility for things they didn't intend on happening. And so they fall back on, that wasn't my intentions. And the receiver is on, well, these are the results. And people argue about these two things when that's really nothing to argue about. It's something to understand. And if you care about the person and you see longevity in whatever it is the situation, and then you want a resolution. You you want to know that they didn't intend on hurting you. You that's what you want to know. You don't want to just focus on the hurt, because a lot of times the pain comes from the fact that I feel like you did it on purpose. You know what I mean? And a lot of people will say that. I've been I've heard it before. Well, I feel like you did this on purpose. You know, and and they don't really, and a lot of people don't understand, you know, the way intentions and results kind of get crossed sometimes, you know what I mean? Because again, because of why we're here, calculated conversation or the lack thereof, you know? And it's important to know that though, you know? And again, I know one of my quotes that I like the most that I wrote, you know, is simple. You know, if you got people in your life that you don't want to lose, then you need to just treat them like you don't want to lose them, you know, on a consistent basis. Even when you're disagreeing, you still have to treat them like you don't want to lose them. And when people are disagreeing, they get so in this fire zone that they start treating people like they're expendable. And they don't want to lose this person, but they can't control their mind and their feelings at the moment.
They want to transfer that feeling of hurt. That's you need to feel what I'm feeling.
I want you to hurt too. Right. I'm hurt. I want you to hurt too.
Right.
But if you go deeper and you're a problem solver and you're a lover and you got concern, you don't want them to hurt too. You want them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want them to hurt. And so, and it's pain is pain, man. I mean, you know, and a lot of people can't make. And I'm sure, you know, me as well at times, like, you don't always make the best decisions under pain, you know, in a painful situation. And so, but, you know, we got to do the best we can. As long as we acknowledge this stuff and we know what the issue is and understand how it works, you know, as far as intentions opposed to results. And, you know, you kind of got to try to look for the good. You know, you got to try. You know, especially if
that's key. Shout out to people trying.
Yeah, you got to try. You don't have to succeed all the time, but you got to try, man. You know, and trying is what I know. Me personally, I love people that try. I almost don't care if you succeed all the time.
Right.
I care that you care. You know, I just want to know if you care or not. That's really what I care about when I'm in a situation. I can handle being disappointed. I'm used to that.
Hey.
My thing is, am I disappointed by someone who don't care about disappointing me, or am I dealing with somebody who's actually concerned about disappointment and does not want me to feel that way?
Right.
And so I'm coming closer to the former, and I'm alienating myself from the latter people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we got to take into account. I know I know we might be making it sound easy, but trust, we know it's not that easy.
Not at all. I mean,
you really have to gain control of your thoughts, you know, and your anxiety, you know, and the things that happen when you're frustrated.
Man, that you know spiral what I mean? Spin out is real. And I think, too, you know, and we talked about this over the length of this show, of understanding, too, that, you know, I think as being adults and having an understanding of self and realizing that every situation where you may have to separate from someone doesn't need to be attached to venom.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, you can definitely separate on terms.
Right.
Thumbs up.
Right.
High fives and walk away.
Right.
It doesn't have to end on fire. And I think, you know, the ending on fire, because it's easy to detach from something that you dislike, right? That's why it's so hard for people to stick with our diets.
Right,
because it's the thing we don't want it to. I can detach from kale immediately.
Right.
I don't care for it, right?
Right.
And having that understanding, though, that it's sometimes it is the cliche season and reason.
Right.
And reason and season can be put together. Somebody can be there for a reason for that season.
Right.
And be able to go on. And it's no knock against them. It's no knock against yourself.
Right.
You know, but the people that are here, you're in a situation where you're fighting, and it is something that you care about. Because sometimes caring about somebody, loving somebody, is doing the separation for their peace of mind, your peace of mind.
Right.
Right. And then for the people that decide to push, and this is in our relationship, not just romantic. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's putting that effort forward and understanding that, okay, then we have to keep assessing this, because the idea, the Disney love story, typically only works on screen,
as opposed
to the flow of life. You know what I mean? And having two people that come together, the idea that opposites attract, like, you know, we hear that all the time. And again, any platform, not just romantic, but these opposites attract. And I think that, no, it's things that come together that work well.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is good with money and somebody's kind of, when they come together, it balances it out.
Right.
If that's actually you're coming together and being around each other, you usually feel you do want to see some of yourself in what you're dealing with. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is that piece, but also those same things that help to balance, because they can be on the opposite sides,
right?
Or lean one way more than the other, that can cause conflict,
right?
Right. And how it is, the ways that we've built up to move through life can cause conflict when you're bringing a whole nother person in and their experience, you know, how to do these things. So understanding that if you're pushing through these moments of frustration with each other, whether it be family, friends, romantic partner, you're gonna have these moments that come to a head. But as you were saying earlier, what is this really about?
Right.
If it's to continue and to deal in love and not hurt, not be so concerned with being right and making somebody feel
right.
what you may have felt because you felt slighted in this.
Right.
If that the concern is just making sure that you grow and continue on, then overall it's going to be easier. Not right. easy, right. just easier
right.
in dealing because you know in the end you're able to see that end role, which is what we were saying in the beginning. It's taking that situation and understand at this moment of frustration, this little, you know, 24 or 48 hours even, may not have bearing on 5 years from now, even 2 weeks from now.
Right.
So understanding that we can kind of get through this, go back and forth, and let's figure something out
yeah.
to keep pushing.
I think the patience, on that note, I think the patience for resolution, I think is very important. Your issues, all your issues ain't going to be solved today.
Nope.
You know, and they're not going to be solved tomorrow, you know, or in a couple of days. I mean, some situations take a little bit of time, you know, and I think, I don't know what that is. I came from the dollar store or something. But, you know, that must, you know, that in time, situations normally pan out, you know. And I think one of my biggest concerns at this point in my life as I'm growing is to make sure I don't spend a lot of time being frustrated with things that are eventually going to resolve themselves or that time is going to resolve or that the universe is going to resolve on its own.
Mm.
I don't want to take on that pressure because then I spend 48 hours not eating, being anxious, overthinking, being angry, sweating, hanging up on people for a situation.
He's sweating.
For a situation that's going to be resolved in 3 days. This won't even be relevant no more.
Man.
So I need that energy. I need to save that. I need to keep that. I don't want to lose that. Because when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, I did all this for nothing? No, I told her don't ever call me again for nothing.
Oh, man. But no, I mean, these are in that kind of context, think of even the things where in that moment, that frustration, and this is something for me, like I reserve most things that happen. Honestly, I reserve before going and talking to people about it. I always leave a window. No lie. Like the biggest thing could impact me.
Right.
The biggest life changing situation. And it's probably going to be a good week before I even talk to somebody about this, which, you know, has its pluses and minuses. But this is why, because in those moment of frustrations, I don't want to have to come back to people and be like, hey, nah, that wasn't the end of that. That wasn't you know what I mean? Because that kind of, it takes away. And if you've done that two or three times, because in that moment of frustration, you didn't give it some time to see if this is really where it was at.
Right.
Now you've kind of put out there this thing. And we've talked, I know I've talked about this many a times of how, you know, you kind of set people up where, like, if I know you and you telling me about this person, my only understanding of that person is what you've told me.
Right.
Right. So if you're telling me all trash stuff, but then this person comes around and y'all hanging out, now I'm confused.
Right.
How did that work? Because I've only been fed the angry times.
Right,
we
exactly.
You know what I mean? And so I don't want to ever put somebody in a situation where I'm going, and I mean, I don't do it anyway, but still just discussing
right.
The negative of something in that moment because my frustration is there and I'm right. trying to convince myself, even though I know I don't want this to end, whatever it is,
right.
trying to convince myself, so bad talking and going crazy. And then I almost look like a fool and they look like a fool if they're back in the situation. We back good in 2 weeks, a month. We back good at coming around. And it's like, way easy.
And then they change their status back on social media.
Right.
Everybody so, else is all. Like, what's up with that? Like, I remember I commented on this girl's status a few days ago. And I was like, this is, you know, just posting a picture of her and some dude. And I'm like, is this the same dude you was just dragging through social media?
Duh.
Like, yeah, that's him. We're trying to.
Duh.
I'm like, really? Don't drag that man. You know, it's just like, I don't know, man.
The same thing with the rant of doing the same thing of people that go on a crazy rant and then tell you they're deleting something or, you know how many times that popped in? Like, I thought that was your last status. I thought you was done with this. Like, yeah. No.
And so the main point, listeners, is, you know, hopefully you guys understand. I mean, we know things happen. You know, emotions run wild. what we're trying to do is just encourage people just to try to control their minds a little bit more and try not to let scenarios and circumstances control them, especially if they're not really legitimate or you just don't know if they are or not yet.
Yes.
Just give it some time. Like, let it settle in. Decide if you really feel this way, because after a while you keep second guessing yourself, hopping back and forth over the fence, and then eventually whatever that is, it just starts naturally losing momentum that's never going to return. You know what I mean? And so after a while of doing this back and forth, you know, after three or four times, well, it's just forth. It ain't back no more. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's going their separate ways or doing something different, because inconsistency, you know, is going to confuse, you know, everybody involved. And so you really just want to stop and think. You know, we're not telling you how to run your life, but just make sure you stop and think about what you're doing and the energy that you're putting out and who is it affecting, and especially how it's going to affect you in a week or two, man. You know, or a year. Like, how's it going to affect you or the people around you, the people that care about you? Like, we do all these things and we never calculate, you know. And so I try to, you know, when I realize something is going to affect somebody in an adverse way and they're in my circle, I rethink the decision. I try to figure out, what can I do to make sure that I'm doing what makes me feel good, what I enjoy, also simultaneously not stepping on or hurting the feelings or emotions of other people in the arena, you know. And that's not always easy to do, and I don't think naturally society don't teach you to think like that. Mm. And matter of fact, that's almost technically they think is too much thinking. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't have to care about. I think one of the most destructive things in society is the fact that people say, I'm responsible for how I say it, not how you hear it. You know what I mean? And in a way, that's true, you know, yes. Given the fact that you strategic with your conversation,
yeah,
and your actions.
Yeah.
You know, there is some disclaimers, but overall, you know, you putting it out so sideways and so crooked, there's no other way to take it.
Hey.
You know what I mean? And we got to be accountable for that.
Hey.
Especially if you're trying to maneuver in this world and attract good things in your life.
Hey.
You know, you have to be, you have to think about these things. We can't just afford to not think and not calculate, not weigh options, you know, and not look at possible different outcomes, you know what I mean, with every scenario. You kind of just want to look at all the possibilities, man. Ain't that what they do in cards?
This isn't trees, guys. This isn't trees.
Why you sound like the dude that on MTV that painted the that
happy trees? We're just gonna paint some happy trees here. All right, with that being said, we're going to wrap this episode up. Calculated conversation on everything.
We're going to put some mountains back here.
All the socials.
All right, yeah, calculated everything. YouTube, check it out. IG, Facebook. We all there. Tap in with us. Communicate. Call us next Tuesday.
Put some happy likes.
Yeah.
Happy comments.
Thank you.
With my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. The pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while
asking myself, it's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
This is KBOO Portland. This KBOO programming has been made possible in part by KBOO member listeners and support from True West, presenting the Motet February 16th at the Roseland Theater. This is a 21 and over event. Tickets and more information online at roselandpdx.com.
Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up.